If they came home tomorrow, that would please me. But if they're there, as long as they're there, I want them to know that I support them.
Hawkinsmith said he wasn't going to talk about why the U.S. is engaged in military combat in countries like Afghanistan while he was honoring a man who was just killed there.
My main focus is supporting the troops. I don't care if it's you believe in the war or you don't believe in the war. They are there serving this country, and that's my main focus.
Saiha was 31 years old and had a wife and young son who lived on a military base in Texas. He graduated from Tampa's Lido High in 1999. Rachel Burnaby, decked out in patriotic red, white, and blue, knows all too well what war can do to a family. Dark sunglasses shielded her eyes, but under them she was dabbing away tears. Her son was killed in Afghanistan 2.5 years ago.
It just brings back memories, and I know what they're going through. You know, it just, and when Jonathan came home, I was floored by the support and the people coming out and just lined the whole way, and I just never experienced that before. And, you know, they didn't know him.
Most troops have been pulled from Iraq, but withdrawal from combat in Afghanistan won't happen until the end of 2014 under the current timeline. According to the Department of Defense, more than 1,600 soldiers have been killed in action there. Burnaby said she goes to events like this one to support the men and women who have died and to honor her own son. But she's frustrated with watching family after family go through what she did.
It just, you don't ever want to see it happen. And, you know, sometimes you feel like, you know, it's not going to end.
The fallen soldier's mother, Ignacia Saiha, was quoted in a Fox 13 report saying she wants the war ended. Most people lining Bayshore Boulevard agreed that it would be nice to see troops withdrawn. But until then, it's important to continue showing support to those left behind. Colleen Kay, a member of the Northdale Owls Seniors Group, said it's not just soldiers being killed in action that's creating a problem. She cited an article she read in Time magazine that said one active duty service member commits suicide each day.
I think that the VA organization needs to spend more money, more time, and more research dealing with emotional aspects of returning home.
She's not surprised so many soldiers come home scarred, not just from injuries, but from mental trauma. Until they can stop being ordered to kill, Kay added, it's not going to get any better.
Not having inside information as to really are there atomic bombs being made by these countries, is there a lunatic over there willing to blow the world up? Yes. My gut feeling is that I still think we ought to bring a great majority of them home.
Walt Atzert, a member of Knights of Columbus Catholic Men's Organization, wore elaborate regalia complete with a feathered cap. He said when they do come home, there's a shocking difference between public opinion now versus when he returned from the Vietnam War.
You know, our instructions were to switch in to civilian clothes as soon as you can so you're not, you know, a mark. As everybody knows, we didn't get quite the reception that, you know, for doing our job. And for these guys who paid the ultimate sacrifice, because let's face it, you know, in Vietnam, there was a lot of draftees, guys that were sent there that didn't want to go there. But the guys that are coming back now, they're volunteers. So, you know, it makes it more special to show them respect because they volunteered for the duty and they paid the price.